This is Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out. In 2012, Albert Rohr of Telluride Properties partnered with Erica Henschel, now festival director, to take over the ownership and management of the Telluride Yoga Festival. And for the record, Albert is also a partner in the Telluride Yoga Center. For over 20 years and counting, Erica, also a mom and an elite athlete with Ironman credentials, has benefited from the physical, mental, and spiritual aspects of a regular and dedicated yoga practice. And she programs the yoga festival to align with the ancient definition of a yoga practice, not just yoga asana. That is to say, the schedule of the Telluride Yoga Festival is developed in alignment with its mission to foster health and wellness in the Telluride region and beyond by creating an intimate, authentic, world-class event filled with yoga asana, yes, but also chanting, meditation, music, wellness education, and other activities that feed the body and soul, but with minimal impact on the environment. Erica, thanks for taking time out of your very hectic schedule to join me.
Well, thank you so much. It's a wonderful opportunity to talk with you, Susan, and I'm grateful that you're taking the time to speak with me.
You're more than welcome. So first, let's please share a bit of your background. Help connect the dots on the path from girlhood to Telluride.
Okay, well, I grew up in Minneapolis, Minnesota. After being a competitive skier in high school, I moved to a small town in Norway at 18, where I studied the language, continued to ski, and traveled throughout Europe. From there, I went to the University of Wisconsin-Madison, where I majored in journalism and political science with the idea of becoming a travel writer. After living abroad in Turkey and Southeast Asia during college, I decided I wanted to stay stateside and become a ski bum for a winter before starting my real career. So in 1997, I picked up and drove to Telluride on my own, having never been and knowing no one. And I was just drawn to the beauty of Telluride, the steep ski terrain, and its community. So yeah, that's it.
Wonderful. That was the Twitter version, but it's a great story. So then, at what point in your life were you introduced to yoga?
Well, I was first introduced to yoga in San Francisco in 1999 when I was living there briefly. But it really became an important part of my life when I moved back in 2000 and started practicing regularly with Marie Green, who I just practiced with today incidentally. And yeah, she's been one of my teachers for almost 20 years.
Okay, terrific. So what does your personal practice look like?
Well, since I've been practicing for over 20 years, it's definitely evolved. I'm a busy mom with two wonderful kiddos, Eva and Leif. So my practice tends to be short and sweet. In the morning, I have a pranayama practice. I journal and set an intention for the day. And then if I have time, I do the physical practice on my own, or I'll go to a class and practice with one of the many wonderful teachers here that we have in Telluride.
Terrific. Thank you. So how did your career path, your passion for the outdoors, your gifts as an Ironman-level athlete, and your yoga practice prepare you for the job of director of the Telluride Yoga Festival?
You know, when I first met with Albert to discuss becoming a partner with him and taking over the management of the yoga festival, I told him that I felt like every job that I'd ever had had led me to this place. I've worked in advertising, marketing, and sponsorship and sales for a lot of sports and fitness businesses and in the lodging and resort business for 20 years. And I just felt like on a personal level, I've been a passionate yogi and I wanted to find something that really fulfilled me. So together, I just felt like this position and this opportunity checked all of the boxes. I honestly couldn't manage a better fit for my background and skill set and what I feel most connected to.
Wonderful. I totally agree. You're perfect in the job. So now would you sum up your vision, the one that you share with Albert, for this event?
Sure. Well, when we took over the festival, it had around 285 attendees, and now we're at nearly 1,000, or just over 1,000. So, you know, initially it was our goal to grow the festival and make it more sustainable, just so that we could share the gifts of yoga and introduce more people to yoga, with the idea of highlighting what makes this festival so special, which really is Telluride. There's just no place like Telluride. So we felt it was important to infuse the festival with more nature, and so now we offer lots of outdoor activities like hiking, sunset yoga, nature walks, stand-up paddle yoga, and so much more.
Thank you. Perfect. What do you think about when you're putting the annual program together? How do you select your teachers from a world filled with gifted, highly credentialed yoga instructors?
Putting together the lineup, Susan, is one of the hardest parts of my job because there are so many amazing teachers, and there are so many teachers that want to come to Telluride and be part of the festival. But the very idea of a festival to me is to offer a wide variety of classes, teachers, and approaches to practice. So as the festival director, I think it's helpful and important that I don't subscribe to any one lineage or practice. Instead, when I put together the lineup, I'm looking for teachers that I feel are really authentic and who genuinely walk their talk. I also believe it's important to have consistency, but at the same time, introduce new faces to the Telluride lineup this year. So this year, for example, we're bringing back Carl Straub, who has attended every single festival, and the legendary Barrel Bender Birch, along with festival favorite Amy Apoliti and Dina Caputo, and Scott Blossom, who taught at the very first Telluride Yoga Festival. And then this year, we're excited. We're introducing a lot of new faces, but some would be MC Yogi, Ashley Sargent, and Ian Singh, who we're really excited to be bringing to Telluride for the first time.
Thank you very much for that answer. And now, would you share some of the other highlights, other than the teachers, of the 2019 event?
This year we're really excited about expanding our offering and having night events, including MC Yogi performing with DJ Drez at the Sheridan Opera House on Friday night. Telluride is so special, and the Opera House is such a gem of a historic venue. I think it's going to be really fun and just add to the energy of the entire weekend.
Great. And why did you change the date of the weekend? Why did you change Telluride Yoga Festival dates?
Sure, yeah. So we moved, historically we've been at the end of July, and we moved to the end of June, primarily just to get off of the really busy month of July and to not conflict with other yoga festivals that were on the same weekend nationally. So we're hoping that having an earlier date will make it easier for people to attend and find lodging. I mean, Telluride has just gotten so busy.
Yep. Great. That's a clear answer, so thank you. And then finally, what do you hope yogis will take away from the Telluride Yoga Festival 2019?
You know, I want them to take away what they came here seeking. So whether that's a renewed sense of purpose or a reconnection with nature, a lighter and happier perspective on life, or just feeling good about having had a wonderful weekend with friends, I just want them to leave with joy and a sense of personal transformation, whatever that might look like.
Great. Well, thank you. I won't keep you any longer from your wild schedule with only 3 weeks out from the yoga festival. So I just will part ways by saying thank you so much for giving me the time, and I've really enjoyed the interview.
Thank you so much, Susan. Have a beautiful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Take care.